WMFO in Medford. Name Boston, and of course the rest of the world as well, because it's available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. Got a great 1 hour show lined up for you today. We'll include new music, also some recently released stuff, along with some familiar tunes, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why it's music you might otherwise miss. Now on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with music from Dire Straits, Ben Lee, and The Cardigans. Plus, we have new tunes from Alalaz, Castle Beat, and Fake a Smile. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Ivy. This is All Things Good.
Much more. We listen to everything so you don't have to. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Thank you. saw, I didn't like it at all. Increases the chance of misinterpretation.
So let your hips do the talking. I'll make you laugh by acting like the guy who sings. And you'll make me smile by really getting into the swing.
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 Same on the final day away.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on a beautiful Tuesday morning as we bust our way into today's show. Let me tell you who we filled in there, the opening set of the 11 o'clock hour. That was brand new stuff from Alalaz. And I was surprised and thrilled when I read that the Alalaz were releasing a new album. The new disc is called Zuma 85. It's due out just in 3 days on the 13th. This will be their fifth studio album and the first in like 4 years. The Alalaz have a penchant for 60s garage rock. They have also a Southern California sensibility to them, and they fold it all together to make a nice familiar sound feel fresh. I first found them in 2014 when they opened for Nick Waterhouse at the Sinclair. That tune was called Dust. It's one of the, I think, three pre-release singles that I featured from these guys. Before that, Kings of Convenience from 2004's release Ride on an Empty Street with I'd Rather Dance With You. Dire Straits, of course, from Brothers in Arms with Walk of Life. Heartbeach, they did a 7-inch called Counting, and that's what you sampled. Ivy All started out with All Things Good as their standalone single.
We are World Vision, and we believe in children. We believe in educating girls and women about immunizations, nutrition, and the healthy timing and spacing of pregnancies.
If you believe, visit worldvision.org/believe.
We have music coming to you in this hour from Ben Lee, The Cardigans, and also some Ryan Adams. Next up is another new tune from Castle Beat. It's a pseudonym for Josh Huang. He's hailing from Brooklyn, New York. He's released 4 albums in the past few years and now has released a 5-song EP. It's called Nothing. I discovered that Castle Beat only just last year in September, to be more accurate, is when I first found them. The track I have for you this morning, though, is the title track from the EP. This is Nothing from Castle Beat. New music from them here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Yeah. just the way I like it. My garden's a secret compartment, and that's the way I like it, and that's the way I like it. Your body's a dream that turns violent, and that's the way I like it, and that's the way I like it. The winter is long in the city, and that's the way I like it. So that's the way I like it. She drank beer with Coca-Cola, and that's the way I like it, and that's the way I like it. She told me about the winds from Santa Ana, and that's the way I like it, and that's the way I like it. She told me she loved me like fireworks, and that's the way I like it. So Charlotte on the radio, and that's the way I like it. They play Sleepy Jackson on the radio, and that's the way I like it. Yeah, that's the way I like it. I hear Beyonce on the radio, and that's the way I like it, 'cause that's the way I like it. They don't play me on the radio, but that's the way I like it.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It is music you might otherwise miss. Finish up there with some new music by a band called Fake a Smile. They're an alternative indie pop trio originally from Bournemouth, but now in London. These lads met just before the pandemic, and when the lockdown happened, most of us separated. It brought these chaps together. In fact, they released their first single in 2020. Since then, the production hasn't really increased with only three singles in the last 3 years. But I'd say the quality's gotten better. That tune was called Prom Dress. It launched as a single, but then was included in an EP called Shoot Me to the Moon. Ben Lee before that from his breakout album, Awake is the New Sleep from 2005 with Catch My Disease. And Castle Beat, title track from their EP called Nothing. Well, we've got something coming up here. We're halfway through the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to keep pushing through with new music from Oracle Sisters. They are composed of childhood friends Louis Lazar and Christopher Willott, and Finnish musician Julia Johansson. Their debut album is called Hydronism. I'll get that right one of these days. It said came out in April of this year, recorded on a remote island during the pandemic. This song is called RBH. Really liking this a lot. I got to see them at South by Southwest too, which was awesome. New music from Oracle Sisters here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Thank you. WMFO TK here with you. It is music you might otherwise miss. Finish up there with brand new music from Grent Perez. Grent Perez, it's spelled G-R-E-N-T-P-E-R-E-Z. All one word. He's from Sydney, Australia. He's a singer, songwriter, and producer. He's been recording and producing all of his music in his childhood bedroom. The latest effort is a 7-song mini album entitled When We Were Younger. That came out on June 2nd. That was the title track. Before that, The Cardigans from First Band on the Moon, band from 1996 with Love Fool, and the Oracle Sisters before that with RBH. Just a reminder, we'll be doing another version of music you might otherwise miss on Thursdays on WBRS.org, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. The first hour, it's the new release show. We focus on new material that was just released or has not been released yet, followed by another hour, an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie alternative, new stuff and some classics thrown in, but most of you probably haven't heard it before, which is why it's music you might otherwise miss. Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS. Come find your new favorite song with me. Speaking of new music, this is new stuff from Hush Tones. They're an unsigned, mixed-gendered indie pop quartet from Liverpool. They have kind of a nostalgic feel to them. Some nice melodies and, as they say, smooth stylings. They self-released their music for just 2.5 years amid the pandemic. This is my first exposure to them, or my first exposure, rather, was in July of 2022. They are back with 8 singles and an EP released this year. This is another single. It's called I'm Not Sorry, which came out in March of this year. New music from Hushed Tones here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Your eyes shut. Music you can't hear anywhere else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Nothing's gonna last. I burn all your
that'll do it for another terrific Tuesday. Thanks for joining me. I had a blast. I hope you had some fun, too. Hope you got a new song deal, because that's the point of this whole process. This is TK for Music You Might Otherwise Miss, saying stay safe, have fun, and be well. I'm going to leave you with a tune from Amanda Palmer. This is called Oasis. Hopefully I'll see you on Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org for my other installment of Music and You Might Otherwise Miss. And again, here next Tuesday, 11 a.m. on WMFO.org. You all have a great day.
When I got to the party, they gave me a 40, and I must have been thirsty, cause I drank it so quickly. When I got to the bedroom, there was somebody waiting, and it isn't my fault that the barbarian raped me. When I went to get tested, I brought along my best friend, Melissa Mahoney, who had once been molested, and she knew how to get there. She knew all the nurses, they were all really friendly, but the test came up positive. Was over, the word was all over that I was a crack whore. Melissa had told them, and so now we're not talking, except we have tickets to see Blur in October, and I think we're still good.